Magna Story Sound presents an unabridged recording of All Change at the Beach Hotel, written by Francesca Capaldi, read by Ailey Beaton. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Magna. Prologue. Dorcallen, the Rumney Valley, April 1911.
I'm a grown-up now, for pity's sake. You can't tell me what to do, Caris.
Lilywyn Probert tucked the last piece of clothing from the washing line and dropped it in the straw basket. She looked past the back garden, up the slope of the steep hill that overlooked Dorcallen, to the terrace further up.
I'm the oldest in the family, look you, and I know better than you do what's good for you, see. And since when has 19 been grown up?
Lily picked up the basket and started walking down the long garden, calling behind.
You're not the oldest. Mam's the oldest, and she approves of me going, so there.
Caris followed on, shuffling sideways to talk to her sister.
Listen to yourself. You even sound like a child. And we all know Mam's not been herself since Da passed.
No, you say she's not herself.
She stopped suddenly.
She seems perfectly fine to me.
Caris grabbed her arm.
Morris, Wynne, and Dillis agree with me, and they're all older than you. And who'll look after Mam if you go away?
So that was it? She had to forever be her mother's carer, while the rest of them got to be married and have homes of their own? Moving on once more, Lily shrugged her sister's arm away.
If I married, I might move away, so what would be the difference? And you're all nearby.
But you wouldn't if you married a nice boy from the village, a nice Welsh boy, like an Iron Pendry, or Bryn Lloyd. I'm sure he likes you.
Lily emitted a groan. Bryn was the farmer's son, and the last thing she could imagine was being a farmer's wife. There were so many things she wanted to do, to see. Marrying a boy from the village was the best way she could think of to guarantee that she never got to do anything exciting with her life.
They're all right, I suppose, but not very interesting.
Interesting? They're not supposed to be interesting. You're too fussy, that's your problem. What about Henry Austin? He's a nice-looking lad.
That was... Sample complete. Ready to continue?